But a mash, I fed him 2 or 3 or maybe 4 years on mash, something that was ground, real ground feed, like cornmeal would be ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a hog mash, they called it, was pretty good, you know, and things like that. And he wouldn't have lived at all if I hadn't, because his teeth was gone.
I might have seen that. His teeth was all gone?
He had a few of them front teeth, but he had nothing to chew.
But the rest was
gone. Yeah. And I kept him going 3 or 4 years for that, and, you know, worked him. I taken good care of him. And
I like to sing him.
The one thing I always try to do, I never want to starve nothing, you know. He depended on me for that feed, and I seen he got it. Cost me $12-$15 a month, plenty of months I wouldn't get a penny out of him, but I didn't bother me, knew I'd feed him right on.
Yeah. Did you keep a lot of feathered animals around here, Mr. Charles?
No, not a great lot. We've had 2 or 3 dozen chickens, you know,
yeah.
But not in no big quantity.
Where'd you keep them?
We let them run at large.
Yeah, did you have a place where they could live?
I did.
Live?
I always had a house from going in at night, you know, and had my nest built there where it wouldn't rain on them.
Yeah.
Where they lay, you know. I one time had a chicken yard out here about hardly a half acre. And they was aggravating me and my trucking, and I fenced up close to half acre, high fence, and had a house. All the old sheds out there now, but I had it fixed up pretty good then. We kept about a dozen hens in there. But I don't know, they never did mount too much. And wife and I, we soon got 2 or 3 years and we give it up. We got out of the chicken business completely. Because chickens and garden don't go together at all. You just don't want them in your garden. They're going to get into something they oughtn't to. Like them strawberries out there, why, you wouldn't get no berries if you had some chickens running out there. Now, you know, they just peck them and burn them.
Yeah.
We used to, though, keep our chickens, you know, though. We'd usually, when they run on the yard, we'd generally shut them up a few days before we'd kill them for eating purposes, you know, and just feed them, you know.
Feed them clean stuff.
That's right.
Filtered out.
That's right. That's true.
Filter them out.
But we used to, and then one time we used to buy maybe 50 biddies. I used to have a brooder out there, the old thing's still out there. And we'd generally raise the majority of them, and we'd get them up, you know, a good size, you know, and we'd kill them, put them in deep freeze. But of course, that's later years, you know, I forgot electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But we always kept chickens all the way.
That would you call them when you were going out to feed?
Just call them chicky, you know, chick, you know.
Yeah. Did you, when you were calling a calf in from the field, did you have a way of calling a calf?
I don't think not much.
Yeah.
Just a Sioux calf, you know, or
yeah.
Something like that.
Did you ever hear people call sheep in?
Never did.
Now, when you're talking about a chicken, when you ate a piece of chicken, Mr. Charlie, what was that piece that they always, there was a kind of a superstition about?
The pull bone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a V-bone, that catch, you know, coming.
What was the story about that? Did you ever hear
that? I don't know. I heard that said. I used to see people take them, you know, and two people take them, break them, you know, see what they got the long ends, you know, and they'd have all kind of sayings, whatever they'd say, you know. Which is gonna get married first or something like that, you know. Live longest, some humbug, you know, there's nothing to it. Ain't nothing like that.
Yeah. Did you ever take, now what about the other parts of the chicken? Would you ever eat any of the